Damn, rapper hurt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Fantasy Football League inside of TOAB, because we know football is what's happening right now, and we're men, and we like football ourselves, and we do we do fantasy football, and at the same time, we're a little competitive, so a little friendly fun, so we decided to do the live fantasy draft on air today. The other members of the league should be calling in as well. So it's going to be you're going to sit down with the GMs today. It is executive. It's an executive order going down, and that's how we do it. We got a little time before we go into it. We didn't want to go into too many big topics today, so we didn't do the in the know, but we will be back with that. But we just generally talk about things that's out there. Right now, we actually are watching the World Series, Little League World Series, South Korea versus... What's the actual name of Jackie Robinson?
Jackie Robinson West.
Jackie Robinson West, the all-black Little League team out of Chicago.
Great Lakes League.
Great
Division, I should say.
They actually won the in-state World Series yesterday, right?
The national.
So now they're basically representing the United States against
the world.
Representing the world, actually, yeah, for the world title.
3-1 right now. Up for the fifth. We're gonna wait for Chicago to pull us out.
Yeah, I think they'll pull it out. I think they'll pull it out. I root for them.
Hey, man, South Korea, I don't want to sound crazy already, but South Korea got some boys out there, man. That's not typical, is it?
They said that. They said that. I was watching it earlier. One of the commentators said, like, they are big and they're not afraid to show it. It's almost an intimidation tactic. You know what I'm saying? They come out of so much bigger.
Korea. That boy was 5'10".
Yeah.
The first boy that came up.
That's what we said.
Was 5'8".
Wow.
Yeah. They big.
And we're literally stopped at 13, right?
I don't know.
I think it's 13. I don't think it's no higher than that.
I don't know, but one of those boys, I don't know his name for Chicago, he sounded like he was about 30. He was deeper than all eyes put together.
It's a good game, man. It's a good game. I mean, it's been competitive. These boys have been playing out of Chicago. I haven't really watched Korea. Of course, I've been watching Chicago because they've been in big line name. Big news, them and Monet Davis, so kind of following that. Where did they end up? They lost in the semifinals, right? Which is big ups to that. It's always good to see kids competitive and in a good, fun way. You know what I mean? Not so much what we see now where you get a lot of the other side. So it's good to see kids coming up. Man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Gone. It's gone. It's out of here. Solo?
Yeah, Solo.
Home run.
Man, look at this guy, man.
He's 5'10".
Look at this
team. The team.
Wow, he might be trying to get the team.
Wow.
Man, them dudes, man, they long with Robin Todd, man. Come on, for real, you see them dudes, man. 13 can't be cut off.
He knew that was going.
Yeah, he drilled out. You knew it was going.
Yeah.
You, actually, I certainly looked at it. You knew it was going.
That's, man, that's one thing.
I'm sorry, I don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL thing, somebody just told
they
something.
Sam Bradford, you hear me? I said that before we started.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I wasn't going to tell you again, then I thought about it.
I was a circumstance.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So that's Bradford out of the draft.
Bradford is out of the draft. Exactly. You draft Bradford the day you prayed us for first game play. What? Alcohol-related violation.
Glad I seen that, too. Even though it could be later on, but give it some time, man. 8-9 points.
Hey, what's up thing about them red bikes out in Pittsburgh? Why we,
both of
them. LeGarrette Blunt and
Bell.
Yeah, both of them. Like, what's up,
marijuana?
Yeah. Both of them?
Yeah. Both of them.
Same day, around the same time, I know.
That's stupid. Like,
what's going to end up happening, okay, I'm going to be, what's the word I'm trying to look for? Anyway, I'm going to tell the future.
Okay.
All right. It's going to get to a point where too many of the NFL players are being affected by marijuana charges, whether it's possession or using.
Coming up hot.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come when it's going to start affecting these owners' money. In the league. Money. And out. It's me.
I know where you're going with.
Their influence and their money, they're going to find some way of ending that, is all I'm saying. They're going to grease the right pocket in order to get it legal in their state, at least. But when they start affecting big money, big industry.
But it's been doing that.
Yeah. But now this is closer to being
legalized.
If they can just go ahead and just push it on,
don't push it on,
just push it on.
Look, yeah, okay, hey.
Hey, sports can do that. Sports can do that. It can have a great impact on the overall legalization in states.
It can.
Boy,
they're throwing everything to the water track right now. They're throwing me off. But yeah, this. I'm like, man, look, you play football. You get paid to play a game. You're a professional, yeah. And it demands your time. It demands, it's not just so much a game. But at the end of the day, you're doing what you love and you're getting paid for. Why jeopardize it?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know if they just think they know route to beat the system, because obviously if they're doing it, they must be thinking they can beat it. Or, like you say, T, they just ain't thinking at all.
Bigger than life, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that don't apply to me. If I get caught, I show them my ID, they see who I am, they'll let me go.
And you see it so rampant. I mean, you got the dude out in, in Cleveland.
Who?
What's the receiver name? Just got in trouble again.
Gordon.
Gordon. Then you got your boy in Jacksonville, Blackwood.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you even got your boy in San Francisco.
Man, we ain't gonna do that though.
Your boy.
Smith.
Yeah, Smith.
That's what I'm saying. It's rampant. It's rampant right now.
You used to
They're
say
humans,
F9,
though.
Then.
They're humans.
Yeah, that's true.
They're humans, and as much as we say, I'm torn on how I want to say this, because at the end of the day, it's the law. Regardless of your personal opinion about it, it's the law. If the law catches you,
it's between you and the law.
We take the same chances. If you think about it, there's certain things we do against the law as individuals outside of that big of a spotlight, but if something happens to us, it's going to affect those around us. So everybody do it. You just can't. I think, and it's a good point you make, G, because it goes back to that fact you kind of put these people on a pedestal and they're just like you.
They're human.
Yeah, just the money don't change them. They just have money. They still the same people.
Their life is in the spotlight.
Right.
Ours ain't so much.
Right.
Theirs is. So everything they do is going to be scrutinized. Whereas we can pile up and pile up and pile up, man. Who cares?
Yeah.
3 minutes out. We got 3 minutes for this drive.
We ain't got none of them boys ain't called in yet.
Give me your money.
Give me your money.
2 up, 2 down. Third Coast. Where y'all at?
Yeah, Bayou Estates. Team, show enough. Show enough. Show us something. Come on, show up. Because it's going down, baby dog. Going down. Well, I guess we can run through the who got the first couple picks.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Pick one. We'll go to the city zone.
There it is.
City zone. That'll be dead, right? Give me your money. That's pick number two.
Donovan Willingham, right?
Donovan Willingham.
Yeah, little milk.
Pick number three goes to the Rabona Raiders.
Yeah.
That's
our... The rookie. I want to throw that out there. The rookie.
Bone
I'm not used to this, so I'm
but
trying
I,
to...
But rookies usually have the best seasons.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Both of those are 2 up, 2 down.
Mark Freeman. Where you at, Mark? Where you at, my boy? 2 up, 2 down.
Pick number five goes to the Prowlers. That would be my team.
T. Washington Corey. T. Washington.
Third Coast, what is it? Third Coast Tips?
Yeah, I think so.
Has the 6th pick.
OJ.
Yeah, OJ. 7th pick goes to Bayou Estate Bullets.
Yeah.
Mr. Milton Willingham. And the 8th pick in the draft goes to Team Show No. Maul.
Yes, sir.
It's a snake draft, so it'll be an inverse order each round. That means it's first pick. First round, first pick. Second round, he'll have the, 16th pick?
16, yeah.
Third round, and go back to the first pick. Just a little something to do, man. Try to keep you interested. For those who never played fantasy football, it just keeps you interested in the activity and goings on outside of your favorites. Normally, we watch our favorite team, but once you get involved in this, you have to watch pretty much the whole league because you're... If you don't have a player from each team, you're playing against somebody from another team. So it intensifies the whole love of football for me.
Yeah.
And for a rookie, I know speaking from somebody that's really being involved for real for the first time. You know, I've fight it before, I'm going to be honest with you, and said I was going to do it and didn't do it. But this time I'm doing it. So just in the beginning, just watching the Bucks play, just watching who played last night, the Colts in New Orleans, I find myself not even doing it on purpose. I'm breaking down each position.
Yeah.
Breaking down each position, each matchup, you know, who's going to win and who's doing better in the matchup per position. It's crazy. It makes you look at the game completely different.
All right. We got 7 seconds for the drive again. On the clock first, gonna be that. The city's on.
The city's on. Hey, listen, I ain't gonna make this no big mystery.
There it is.
Yeah, that was it. Y'all heard it. That opening coming to Goodell.
Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner.
I ain't gonna make this no big, no drawing out mystery or nothing. I'm on the clock right now. I'm gonna let it marinate for a second. There it is. There goes a second. I'm taking 80 all day. Adrian Peterson with the first pick off the rip. Boom, it's over.
Adrian Peterson, first pick in the draft. There you go. On the clock. Give me your money. Let's see who he pick up. Adrian Peterson is off the board.
Give me your money.
I hope he live up to what you're thinking he gonna live up to this.
Man, it's all day AP, man. AP, okay. You can't go wrong with it, man. Ooh, okay, if I would have took him, if you had first pick, who you would have took?
Probably would have took Adrian Peterson.
I'm telling you straight up, I would have took Adrian Peterson.
It was no question to me. That would have been my number one pick.
I had to go with
AP. You just have to. Did he pick? No, he didn't.
Yeah, he picked, yeah.
That's
still seconds. On the clock. 50 seconds left. Come on, Chicago. In case you're not watching the game.
Oh, he done took somebody. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning is now off the board.
Peyton Manning is off the board. Give me your money to Peyton Manning.
On the clock. Rabonia Raiders is on the clock.
Bone is on the clock at 3. Hey, what you think about that Peyton Manning?
Hey, the man that picked Marshawn Lynch already.
Hey, that was my number two. Hey,
yeah.
I ain't mad.
That was my number two, man.
And
sorry,
you said it. You shouldn't say it out loud.
Yeah, it didn't matter. It was going to go that way either way.
Calvin Johnson is off the board.
Who took Calvin
two
Johnson?
Two up, two down.
Took Calvin Johnson.
All right, I'm on the board.
You're on the board. You're on the clock, D. Let me see. LeSean McCoy still out there? I don't know. I'm going to leave this alone. Who you took, D?
Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
Shady
yeah.
McCoy went with the...
Dang, no, hey, man. Payne went one. I went two overall, but I ain't mad at that. Payne put up big numbers.
I'm mad at that.
You don't think he should have went that high?
No. But that's not my team.
On the fantasy, on all the draft shows, they showing him as the number one overall money maker.
Payne? I don't see it.
I think he's going to put up numbers like last year.
I think he is too. I still question him winning the Super Bowl, but I think he's going to still put up numbers. That he has proven he's going to do. He's going to put up numbers.
Well, we can't argue with that. We got third quarter. Third goes on the clock. 50 seconds left.
So Milt ain't pick yet. Okay.
No. Who had the second pick?
Second pick was Lil Milt.
Donovan.
Okay.
Milton gonna get a quarterback too with his first pick. You gotta watch Milt.
Hey, that's his business. That is his business.
Who behind Milt? Okay, Barnes with the next two picks.
Jamar has pick 8 and pick 9.
Then go back to Milt. So Milt and Jamar, what that is like in the almost to the end, they gonna be right up and up.
Yeah.
Not bad. If it's something still there every time, you got. I don't know, man. This thing is
right, 5 seconds on the clock. I don't know what third coast is, but he's going to get Jamal Charles.
Yeah.
Jamal Charles is now off the board. Bayou Estates on the clock.
Yeah. Now, B-Dawg, what you going to do? What you going to do? It's on you, baby dawg. Take him up my long time.
B-Dawg, you ain't being Speed Dawg right now.
Take him up my long time. Who I got? Oh, no, must be hurt.
Off the board. Team showing up. 8 pick in the first round. This is the last pick in the first round. Eddie Lacy is the highest thing on the board right now.
What you gonna do with this pick, team?
I'll probably... looking at what's available from 6 to 18, I might pick up. No, I ain't going to tell you until he picked. But if it were me, I'd probably pick up Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I can say, I do come for you again.
But
yeah.
He has the next two picks, so he has the liberty.
He can get a running back and a quarterback.
He can pick up next two the best players on the board right now.
So, as a GM, and you building a team from ground up, do you pick the best player on the board, or do you pick to fit your ideal team?
Yes, I'm going to pick to fit my scheme. The best player on the board may not be what I need. But, this is going to sound crazy. Offensive linemen always fall lower in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not always.
I would say they usually go in the top five, if you want.
See, they're smart enough.
Yeah.
Without the offensive line, it don't matter who you pick. You have nothing.
That's the last time you hear of them, the draft day. And they have solid careers after that point.
Team showing up is going to pick up Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy. And Arian Foster are now off the board. He picked back-to-back.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. Eddie Lacy, Arian Foster.
Now, Milt coming back? Oh,
Milt
man. He got Jimmy Graham sitting there. Do you pass Jimmy Graham up?
Who did he pick in this first? He picked up Matt Forte.
Do you pass Jimmy Graham and pick Doug Martin?
I'm not talking about it because I know he's going to pick and I'm going to be upset with this pick.
You think he's going to take Rodgers?
I know he's a big smart man.
Oh, he took Drew Brees.
Took Drew Brees. He went and found what he wanted.
Drew Brees. That, I think that is a case of picking the guy that fits your scheme.
Yeah.
Not picking necessarily what the numbers say would be the best player on the board.
Well, I tell you what. I'm on the clock. I'm going to go on to speed this process up for y'all.
Aaron Rodgers. Two up, two down on the clock.
Who took Jimmy Graham?
Who took Jimmy Graham?
Somebody took him real fast.
At 11, who was that? Was that Donovan?
I don't know. I don't really know how to go back and see who picked who.
Matthew Stafford. Oh, these boys is picking.
These boys are picking.
I'm in a bad spot.
Give me your money on the clock.
Give me your money. Help me out here. Help me out so I can get out of my dilemma. Because I think I know where I'm going.
I know exactly where I'm going. Rabonia Raiders has the next pick. In the studio. No, you got to pick.
Yeah, I got two niggas, two back to back.
16 to 17. I'm sorry. So who you looking at?
I'm finna get me two for one. I'm finna get out of this thing with me a running back.
Okay.
And I'm gonna get my quarterback.
Okay.
Right.
So, nah.
Maybe.
That leaves a lot open.
You know what?
I take that back.
I ain't taking no quarterback.
Yeah, I see who you're going to take.
Yes.
I see exactly who you're going to take.
Yes. Who he took? Who
DeMarco Murray. The city's on.
You know what? I'm going to go. I got to get a running back now. I know I want him.
Smart pick. Excuse me.
Really?
Sorry. I just realized what I did. My bad. Got a little too comfortable.
Let me see.
Forgot they was there, old boy. Forgot they was there.
I'm really struggling with it.
So at 16, you picked up Demaryius Thomas.
I'm finna go with my heart.
Yeah, I'm gonna never leave you wrong. Oh, we picked up Demaryius Thomas and then Dez Bryant. We don't have a quarterback yet.
I'm going my heart.
All right. Give me your money back on the clock.
Hey,
man, look. I don't know. You're going to have to shut one of these fans. We're still 4-1 in the World Series. Little League World Series. What are we in? Top of the sixth?
Oh, nice.
Get the second. Ah, get him out of
here. Nice. Yeah, top of the sixth.
Nice, man.
Give me your money. Has 50 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all. I forgot what was on the app.
For a minute.
That's okay.
Because even when he did that, even though I was in deep in thought, it didn't bother me.
Yep.
Well, we're back on there.
Got too comfortable.
It's all right. This is how it's supposed to be. We want y'all to feel as comfortable as we do.
That was a classic, though.
Give me Julio Jones.
That's a good pick, bro.
Julio Jones. No, what's that? No, never mind.
AJ Green.
Mm-hmm.
AJ See, Green. Y'all want to know my strategy? Why I took two wide receivers?
What?
I got four running backs in one.
Okay. If you say so.
I bet you I pick up a quarterback on my next pick. Decent. Still decent.
Oh, Rory Raiders took Russell Wilson. Good pick.
Good pick.
Good pick.
That's a lot of points.
Not really, but it's a good pick. It's a solid pick.
Watch my quarterback. I bet he'd be on the clock.
Two up, two down. Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall.
Oh, it's back on me.
So we kind of just scattering it now.
What are you doing? You going quarterback? You going where I think you're going?
I'm going probably where you think I'm going. Depends on where you think I'm going.
Depends on where I think you're going.
That'd be anyone. Who he went with?
I didn't think he was going there.
I didn't think he was going there.
No, I didn't pick Bell. The person after me picked Bell.
He took Applemore.
Yeah, didn't think he was going there.
I seen Morris. I knew he wouldn't be there. I had to go up my heart.
Derrick Coates took his pick.
I picked Morris because...
He took Le'Veon Bell, right?
Yeah. He got him quick, too.
Quarterbacks in Washington ain't looking too good right now. So the run game is going to have to stand up.
Yeah. I'm going to hurt y'all boys with this next pick.
All right, Bayou Estates on the clock.
What you got, Milk? I tell you, Milk, I came on to
Zach Estates.
Running back.
Who picked Julio Jones?
Was it Jamar?
It had to be Jamar.
Yeah, he picked for Milk. Who on the clock?
So Milton.
Milt back on the clock.
Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson.
Okay.
No, Jamar took Team Shona.
Team Shona.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's good. See, I like this two back to back.
I don't know. I need to build my job. My pick coming up.
Yeah. I'm going to keep trying to distract you now. It's a competition. Okay, who just went? Alshon Jeffrey and Giovanni Bernard, running back from Cincinnati and the wide receiver from Chicago. Two up, two down on the clock. See, you took Bush.
Reggie Bush.
Two up, two downs on the clock. Mm.
I forgot all about Julius Thomas. He won't be there when I get back around.
No, he won't. He might not make it to me. There's still some decent players out here. I'm looking at the board.
There's still some decent players.
And we ain't hit quarterbacks yet.
See, my theory on receivers is this. A lot of the number one receivers that y'all going after ain't going to have the years you think they're going to have. It's going to be the number two receivers on their squad.
It could be. They'll be out there in free agency.
No, because I'm going to pick them up.
If you get him off the rip, then that's insight. Nothing you can do about that.
Still got Johnson out of
Ray Rice off the board.
Teddy Bridgewater. Oh. Did I tell him my pick?
Yeah.
But that's all right. You don't pick. It ain't nobody can do.
No, he's on the board.
I'm on the board. I haven't really been going.
Who picked up Ray Rice?
Milk.
Oh, no. Who just got the last pick?
No, that was two up to that.
Two up. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a boy, I ain't call in.
Before
you took Jackson?
Yeah. Vincent Jackson. Good pick.
That's a good pick.
That's a real good pick.
Real
think he's going to have a decent season. Even though I don't think it'll be as good as Thomas out of Denver, I still think he might have a decent season.
Yeah.
No, he can't be like Thomas out of Denver because he ain't got the same quarterback.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Different quarterback.
Well, it looks like Julius Thomas is going to go to Give Me Your Money.
Yeah, he's out of here. Give Me Your Money, but not. I just knew you were going to say me.
No, Give Me Your Money, I think he set it up to where he's best available.
Well, Monte Ball then.
Is it?
Yeah. He took Luke. He took defense.
Hey, it's not a bad pick. Not a bad pick.
Well, I ain't going to prolong it.
Julius Thomas is now off the board.
Off the board.
We're back to the first round, first pick in the fifth round. This thing is going pretty fast, too.
Yeah, it is.
You're just 30 minutes in.
Ball spiller. Oh! Gotta get the workhorse. It's disrespectful to even have Gore that low in the draft.
Frank Gore.
Disrespectful to have Gore that low in the draft. This thing is looking real nice for me right now. This thing is looking real, real nice. I don't know about you boys. And I already know my quarterback, and I know he's going to beat up. And I ain't telling y'all. I'm absolutely not telling you, so don't even think about it.
I really see your quarterback. Your quarterback is number 45 on the board.
Let me see if you're right. I ain't going to tell you if he is. That's why I ain't looking at you, so you won't know.
Does that say 8-1?
That says 8-1.
Yeah.
The game is over?
It's over. It's 6 innings.
But hold your head up, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's top of the 6, so. It's been a miracle. He must have just hit a big shot. Because they kind of like celebrating, so. Or is that the end of the game? Because the thing is still at the top of the 6, so they would play the bottom, right? Go on the clock. Two up, two down.
Andre Johnson, Jason Witten, J.J. Watt is gone.
Oh, boy. Yeah. These boys are going to defense early.
Hey, they can have it.
Offense where the money at, man. I don't know, though. Luke, what you call him?
Yeah.
About 15, 16 points averaging right last year.
It was 15.
Defense minded.
DeSean Jackson off the board.
Yeah. Monte Ball gone.
Bayou State has a 39th pick in the draft.
Who we got? Ben Tate. Think Ben Tate gonna do anything?
Yep.
That's why he's sitting right now.
He might have to, though.
That's all they got, huh?
I ain't gonna say that's all they got. I'm just saying he might have to show up for Cleveland.
We got Hoyer quarterback.
Excuse me. No, I did again.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Hey, man, it's your boy Cole, man. My bad, man.
Listen, hey. As y'all can see, we are enjoying ourselves. We are enjoying ourselves. I hope y'all are, too.
Oh, man, what's going on here?
This is like chill atmosphere. We had a draft. Hey, what you expect, man? It's our draft party. We draft. Live on the F.
Boy, celebrate. Who's on the clock?
Gronkowski. Team showing
hey,
up. Bayou State's on the clock.
Oh, Milt took. Oh, okay.
Jamar took. Rob Johnson, Gronkowski.
Gronk. That wasn't a bad pick.
That's not a bad pick at all.
See, you know what I made a mistake. I ain't going to tell y'all.
Whew, I can't wait until they get to me.
Oh, who you going with? Where you at, T?
I'm 2 picks away.
Yeah, I think you finna shake up things a little bit.
If they leave Keenan Allen on the board, I will.
Tight end?
Receiver.
Oh, that's that receiver for, where you at? San Diego. That's all San Diego got, too, ain't it?
No, they know that. Ooh, he hit him.
I'm talking about receiver. Thanks, frustration.
All right, we've seen Ryan Matthews go off the board. We've seen Larry Fitzgerald go off the board. It is now my pick, and you will see Vernon Davis go off the board.
Vernon Davis. Good pick, dog. Good pick.
2 up, 2 down on the clock.
2 up, 2 down. What you got for? Don't do me like I think you're going to do me 2 or 2 down because I'm sitting good right now. Who he took? Seahawks defense.
God, he slipped in there because that was my next pick. Good job.
That was a good job.
Good job. That was my next pick.
You don't usually see it happen that early, but that's a good job. Defense a lot of points. It's on you.
Oh, he's trying to kill him.
He hit another one?
He's trying to, I think. I don't think he's trying to. He's just getting away
from it. He's getting frustrated. He couldn't call up in his emotions right now. Somebody need to go out there and calm him down.
I think if I remember correctly, they said their best pitchers.
Bro, you took Panthers defense?
Yeah, man. Me and Mark, I think, was on the same wavelength.
Defense, huh?
That ain't going to get it for you right now. That ain't going to get it for you right now.
I'm doing the middle offensive defense. Juggernaut. That's what I'm doing. I'm finna show y'all, too. Give me your money. Come on, get out of the way. Because I got some things to do. Just don't take who I'm looking at. Give me your money on the clock. Look, a little over a minute left. See what he's going to do. I hope he get out of my way because the city zone is up next.
See, I see it starting to slow down a little bit now.
Yeah, because nah. All the big players gone. Yeah, he's looking now. It's a pretty good draft, though. I mean, it's moving nice pace. Everybody seems to be... It's a lot of strategic picks being made. It's not just board picks.
Give me your money.
Give me your money. What you going to do? You got 33 seconds. I want you to get on out of the way, though. I really do. Got something for you. Who you took? CJ Spiller.
CJ Spiller.
Ain't hurt me at all. T, I will tell you, you was right. And I'm going to come follow that up with this.
Yeah, I knew you were going to pick old Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Who you pick behind
me? My offensive juggernaut. My offense is set.
Hard. Good pick. Give me your money
and
back on the clock.
I ain't gonna take long with this, boys. I'm getting in and getting out.
My next pick will be my pivotal pick. Where we at?
Who we are?
Still on. Give me your money. Give me your money. It's going to be an interesting fantasy football season.
Yeah, it is, man. I like this. Strategy, everybody's picking, so that means everybody involved.
So what we did is we set it up to, you set it up to where 7 teams will make the playoffs.
Correct.
One team won't make it. One team will have a bye in first round.
Correct.
The other 5 teams, 4 teams, the other 6 teams.
Other 6 teams.
The other 6 teams will battle in the first round. And we'll go from there. 3 weeks of the playoffs.
So it kind of gives you a...
Wes Welker. Wes Welker was picked. Like, give me your
hey,
money.
Give me your money. I don't know Wes Welker had a concussion last night.
Hey, he picked Wes Welker.
Okay.
Rabonia Raiders is on the clock.
That's it. Man, I'm finna go out.
2 up, 2 down. Don't steal my pick. I know you.
Man, that Joker went out and got defense. That was a brilliant pick.
Nah, I mean, your defense is going to be 8th, 9th round.
But he did out.
He did all right. He did all right. Tom Brady.
Brady's off clock.
Rabonia Raiders. Tom Brady.
Good pick. Good pick.
2 up, 2 down, you on the clock. What you got? Stay away from my receiver, man. Sammy Watkins sitting out there at 78.
So you done told him? You told him?
He ain't gonna pick him up. Jordan Cameron is who he picked.
Cameron, tight end. Cleveland.
That was a good pick. I was eyeing him.
Well, I will get a chance to pick up the best defense in the league right now.
We're going to go ahead and get the best defense in the league already off the clock.
I thought it was Seattle.
I don't know who he talking about.
I know.
Oh, the Panthers.
They off the clock, too.
No. So that's whoever was left then, huh?
They off the board, too. I mean.
Best defense in the league.
Who you took, T?
San Francisco 49.
Oh, well.
Makes sense for you.
Somebody came behind you too. Look.
Andrew Luck.
Third Coast Pimps.
I'm good, man. The rest of my team can be out on the field. I'm good with what I got.
You good to go now, honey?
I'm good. By your estate is on the clock. 52 seconds left.
Let's see where he gonna go.
This is gonna turn out real nice.
I thought you was going to take it. Everybody's doing it. Who the clock? See, things were like Bone said, things going down. Because once you set up that nucleus, it's kind of now you got to go out and go really look.
You've seen
Dennis
Pitter.
Victor Cruz.
Okay, cool. My man is still out there. Let me grab
somebody him. Took Pitter and Cruz. Who you took, T?
T. Ryan Hilton. Good pick.
Special team. Good. Come on now, 2 out, 2 down, because I got some things in motion right now. Don't get out of the way, because I know who you getting. He ain't got his boy? RG3?
Nah, he don't want RG3. RG3 is not living up to... Look, man, he might not be the starter coming into the season.
Well, you're right. Might be a one-year wonder. What you doing, 2 up, 2 down? Well, take your time. You know what? I'm going to leave you alone. Because I don't want you to rush me. Just be honest with you. JCP. Not a bad pick.
It was that high in the draft. He's not going to be
for D.E., yeah. He ain't going to get that many. Linebackers usually get linebackers and cornerbacks.
No, stay. I'm sorry.
In the game. We got a lot of things going on, but we're making it happen.
8-1, no
Bone took Geno Atkins.
I know y'all said it a little too early.
Hey, man, do what you
but,
do.
He's important to my scheme.
Do what you do, dog. Okay, because I got something for him. Hold on, give me your money. It's up next. Well, on the clock. Give me the money on the clock. Geno Atkins just went. Two defensive players just went back to back. We still went the second round, right?
Second round?
No, we're in the eighth round.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what am I talking about? Well, we're moving fast.
How many total rounds left?
How many would it be, T? I see
11,
16, 12, 17. 16, 17. Cool. Don't slow down a lot in a minute, then. It's all right. I'm putting this dream team together here. This thing looks nice. Come on, give me money. Get on out the way. So I can show you what I'm trying to do. 13 seconds. You're coming down to the wire. Give me your money. You know, if a person don't pick on the clock, the pick moves to the next team.
And what I noticed, there you go. He picked.
Who he took?
Kobe Fleener.
Hey, dude. Aw, man. Boom.
Antonio Gates.
Boom.
Kozlowski. However you say his name.
That offense is a juggernaut.
give me your money. Back on the clock.
That offense is a juggernaut. If y'all seen that offense on the city zone.
Oh, boy.
We've been having us a good year. I tell you one thing, though. Being a GM ain't no joke, boy.
No, man.
Ain't no joke when it comes down to this draft. Yep. Ain't no joke saying your team during the week, either.
You have to know what you're doing, man.
You got to know a little bit about football. And I'll be the first to admit, when I first started playing, well,
Roddy White. Great pick.
He's still around.
Great pick.
Who took that pick?
Give me your money.
Give me your money. Doing a pretty good pick.
LaVonia Raiders is on the clock.
On the clock.
Ben Tate is still at 12.
Who?
Ben Tate.
Yeah, man. He's
32, I mean, 32. He's the highest man left on the, what you would call.
He's the only starting running back
spot, right,
though, basically.
You got Richardson, Andre Ellington, Gerhardt, Jacksonville.
Get in there.
Hey. It's funny y'all talk about him, but I was looking at Tate.
8-3, let's go.
You thinking about Tate?
I was already thinking about Tate.
Tate wouldn't be a bad pickup right now, running back. I mean, he almost a steal in the 8th. What, we in the 10th round? Yeah. They know almost he is a steal.
Ben Tate off the board. 2 up, 2 down. Iron Matthews. I don't even know how to say his name.
What they call it though? The honey badger. That's the honey badger. That was a good pick, 2 up, 2 down.
All right.
T is on you.
Yeah, I already know where we're going. If I can find him.
Crabtree.
No, I picked Patrick Willis.
Crabtree right behind him.
Oh, somebody came right behind you with Crabtree.
Third coast pimp.
That third coast. He picking like
Matt got. I mean, Milk got. Oh man, who just picked up Griffin?
They moving so fast.
Somebody just picked up RG3.
That was Jamal.
Jamal picked up RG3.
And Nick Foles.
And Nick Foles. He got two quarterbacks. He got RG3 on the bench. That's not a bad move.
Buy your steak back on the clock. Milk. Quick pick. Oh.
Milk took Colin Kaepernick. That was a good pick.
Third coast pimp took Colin Kaepernick.
Milk took Vontaze Buckley. Linebacker. Yeah.
You promise? You thinking?
Yeah, he over there. He in deep thought. Plotting. Good pick. Bowman. Romo! Who came behind you with Romo? Who behind you, Chief?
2 up.
2 up took Romo? 2 up, what are you doing?
He's telling you what the season is about to look like. I told y'all Dallas is going to win the East. Gerald McCoy.
As y'all notice, I lean a little towards defense. Defense win championships.
Yeah, that's true.
Offense win games, but defense win championships. That's what I'm looking to do here. I'm not looking to just win a few games.
That is true. So we're going to get this thing in here. Give me your money on the clock. See where he go with it.
Give me money.
Yeah. Eight four? Eight four won a series.
One out.
Hey, these boys might pull out a miracle.
I'm telling you, man, these boys ain't giving up, man. Ah, get in there.
Boy might pull out a miracle, man. The whole city behind them, you see it right there. Give me your money. You done dropped out, give me your money, or you still there? You just in deep thought.
Give me your money, let the clock run out every time.
Man. Yeah, I don't believe you get your money here. I'll give you money here.
Yeah, because some picks he's making quick.
He took Payton.
Third coast and show nothing here. They got it set on auto. Jarrell Casey. Harrison Smith.
Okay.
He's the top safety out there, man. Safeties you don't know. I mean, but think about it. Everybody gonna throw the ball on Minnesota.
My last pick's gonna be my best picks, I think.
Ooh.
2 on the clock. What we got?
It's scaring me right here, man. Ah. I don't wanna go there. I don't care about that. That's up in the air. Legion of Boom. Gotta go with the Legion of Boom.
Don't get frustrated, man. Bobby Wagner.
Gotta go with the Legion of Boom.
All right.
Who is on? Don't give me money again. Well, this thing is turning out to be real nice. Real nice. Real, real nice. What y'all about? How y'all boys feeling about y'all team thus far?
Hey, I'm good.
I'm good, too.
I'm good. I'm ready to kick the season off.
I got my eye on a few more out there. If I can get them, I'll be completely satisfied.
You still can build a solid bench because the pick's been so strategical. Everybody kind of abandoned the top pick and just went into what they wanted. So your bench still going to be solidified on offense.
Absolutely.
But I still don't think y'all can do nothing with that juggle knockoff. I'm telling you, it's on, man. It's on the fire.
Juggle knockoff.
So, give me money in it. But you said Jamar and OJ got their set auto draft, right?
Right.
Give me money putting in some deep thought on these last couple picks. Who we took? James.
James,
that's
very
pretty
nice.
Good pick. Good pick.
Boney Raiders on the clock.
Real good pick.
You are on the clock.
Yeah, you're on the clock.
All right, we got two on base. We got two on base, two out. Bottom of the sixth. Down four runs.
Martelli is Bennett. Bowman took Martelli and Bennett. Two up, two down on the clock. Let's see now. Two up, two down. Who you got? Oh, two up, two down. Maybe pick.
Chad Greenwood.
Chad Greenwood. You on the clock? Oh, you on the clock, T.
I went with Peanut.
Yeah, I was eyeing.
Kyle Rudolph is off the board.
I don't know if I like that pick. I don't know if I like my upcoming pick, but it's a ways off, but I'm just looking at some things. So I'm talking out loud. Like we said before, we forget every now and then we're on the mic. But Bayou Estates is on the clock. You just took
Cam Chancellor.
Ah, who did that to me? Who took
Broncos, special team, and Jordan Reed. That was Jamar.
Good move, Jamar. Defense teams kind of scare me, besides like Seattle, Central, because teams you know they're solid every year. Besides that, you don't ever know what you may get. Broncos give up a lot of points.
They will.
I looked at them earlier. I was thinking about taking them, and I backed off them for that same reason. Gotta go out here and find me a solidified. Can't tell y'all boys because y'all from the pit. So I ain't gonna tell you what I'm finna find because it might key y'all in on doing it. Somebody missing me, man. Somebody I'm looking for is missing.
Game is over.
Yeah, 8-4. South Korea wins World Series. What is the third World Series title? 84, 85, and 2014.
Congratulations to South Korea.
Congratulations
to...
Yeah, see, I like that. Them boys smiling.
Yeah.
They high-fiving each other.
Yeah.
They know they play good. It's an honor just getting there.
Oh, somebody took who I wanted.
Who went? The Cardinals defense?
I was going to pick the Buccaneers defense, but somebody took them off the board. So, I'll go this way.
Bucs defense is off the board. T is on the clock. He took D'Angelo Hall, and then said, whoop, buddy. He got me. That's why I wasn't going to say nothing. Who we got now? T.J. Ward just went off
the board. T.J. Ward is off the board.
See here, Bones on the clock. I'm strategizing over here, so I'm trying to figure out where I'm going next. I'm trying to figure it all out. It'll come together in a minute.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm strategizing over there, T.
Who took Mighty Mouse off the board?
Ward?
No. Tampa Bay. Running back. Carlos Dansby. Nice pick.
Damn.
Patrick Peterson. Excellent pick.
Oh man, that was a beautiful pick.
Excellent pick.
Patrick
Peterson. He's a return man. Dude,
yeah.
I don't know how he slipped by me.
Ah, yeah, that was a beautiful pick.
Good pick, Jamal.
Yeah, man, Jamal, how you got that one? I wasn't even thinking about it. I was thinking about somebody else. I can't seem to find it. Starting to upset me.
No, that was Give Me Your Money.
That was Give Me Your Money. Yeah, it was. It was. You're right.
Jackie Robinson West, we appreciate you. You know you didn't pull it out, but you represent it.
That's the first pick I've made that I'm feeling kind of shaky about.
Joe Hayden, cornerback.
I had Hayden last year, and he didn't really produce for me like I would like. God. Yeah.
Donkey Kong is off the board. Domicon is now off the board. Great pick, man.
Appreciate it, dog.
Great pick.
I still think that Patrick Peterson we all grew up with.
Yeah.
That would have been a perfect pick to get Peterson in suit.
Yeah. Top level, bottom level. That's okay. Here's some more out there.
I mean, the bench is going to be built. We in, 14th round, yeah. And everybody defensive. And I mean, we still got a galore of running backs and wide receivers still on the board.
Yeah, because they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And I think everybody has come to that realization, too. That's why I'm going at these defensive players right now.
Yeah. All right, we're going to fight it out. We done got what we really wanted.
Texans defense is off the board. All right, Rabonia Raiders, Prince of Makamura.
Hey, good pick. I looked at him. I eyed him.
Two up, two down. It's back on the clock.
Be honest with you. Ain't no defense, huh?
Yeah, you waited too long.
Man, I ain't gonna wear a good defense.
Marcel Darius.
I don't put a lot of money on my defense. I just don't want to get him up a lot of points.
Listen, this next pick is a sleeper pick. All y'all passed on this pick. I'm gonna take advantage of y'all passing. We're gonna see how it play out in the season.
Mike Evans. That was a good pick. Man, that was a good pick. Real good pick.
My next pick, if he hold off, I'm going to go right back at you again.
Oh, man. I'm definitely not taking him. Let me forget that. Who just won the clock? Mike Wallace and Stephen Gronkowski. Good pick for kicker.
Bengals defense
won't work for me.
Show no. Brother, United States on the clock.
Pray to, oh, pray to God. Somebody got me, boy. They got Ryan after you picked up Evans, T. Who behind in third course? Third coach.
Broncos head coach, Rams defense. All right. I'm stepping out on the limb here. I'm stepping out on the limb, but I'm going to try. What y'all think about that?
Ed Reardon?
Not bad. I was eyeing him, too.
Eric E. Brown.
Chris Johnson. We just got Chris Johnson. Good pickup. This late.
Yeah, that was an excellent pickup.
Good pickup.
That was two up.
Two up, two down. Good pickup.
Two
up, two down. Good pickup. That's gonna pay off, I believe.
You're supposed to be picking defense, man. Everybody picking defense. How you
coming out? Hey, that was a sweet move. Get it while we weren't paying attention. Great strategy. Two up, two down. Too bad ain't gonna help you. Ah, man, I'm on the fence.
Oh man, y'all sweet.
You see something we don't see? I'm on the fence, man. See, I ain't seen enough to really pay attention to this side of the ball. I'm just going to take it. I ain't seen these clowns play at all. One thing I do know about him, though.
Delaney Walker.
Delaney Walker? I looked at him earlier. And they didn't walk inside. And he out in Jacksonville, Tennessee. So he might be one of the main targets. That's a good pickup. Come on, give me your money. Show me what you got.
OJ just chatted out that he wasn't picking his player, so we figured that out, OJ.
Yeah. We put it together. But you're still having a good draft. So
definitely.
That's what's up. OJ, you can change it right now, though, if you wanted to. You know I'm talking to you, you chatting. I probably should chat it to you, but we're on now, so that's what we're doing. Delaney Walker. Hey, my boy, Give Me Your Money is getting his money.
Yes, he is.
He's making sure.
Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas. Safety out of Seattle.
You had eyes, homeboy.
Yeah.
Steelers D. Good pick.
The Steelers always have a defense. They weren't right high. But if I had to pick a defense at that point, that's who I was going with.
Come on, man. Let me get to my next pick. I'm anxious.
I'm finna let you, man. I'm finna let you. I ain't gonna mess with whatever you're doing. One thing you know about Green Bay, they're gonna put up points.
Right about that. That pick makes sense.
They're gonna put on, so the kicker's gonna kick.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Out of what I had to choose from,
Mason Crosby out of Green Bay. Kicker, good pick.
Give me your money back on the clock.
Hey, you can just wait. Give me your money. It's finna get his money.
Looking good, fellas.
I know y'all might hear that. We told you it was a draft party. The draft party. So, we sitting back doing like we would do if we were at a draft party. Had a couple cold drinks. Sitting back relaxing. Making these picks. Give me your money.
Give me your money.
Of course, he's going to stay on the clock. I kind of like this first
Seahawks head coach.
It's a good pick. Seahawks could possibly go without losing.
Eric Weddle has just left the board. Golden Tate has just left the board.
Oh, then they went back to offense. Are they going back to offense?
And now my boy is about to come off the board as soon as I can find him.
Who you going with, T? You know, fine. All right, you know, this is off the board. Broncos head coach off the board, huh?
Yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and just make this move.
You make some impact moves, see? What's going on?
I can't find him.
Oh, you got time.
Good pitch. Surprised he was on the board that long.
Quinn gone? I didn't know he was still out there.
I took Vic as my second quarterback.
You took Vic?
I think he'll be starting.
We missed that.
I think he'll be starting by week 3.
Not a bad pick. Especially when you get into the bye week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad pick. I wouldn't have took Geno.
I thought about it.
And I don't think Geno Moore is the starting job. Whoever ain't starting is guaranteed to be playing in the rest of the season.
All right.
Let's see where we're going now.
Chandler Jones.
Jones just went on the floor.
I'm sorry. I keep saying clock.
Well, it's the same thing because the clock started back over there. Yeah.
Pin showing up, got me right there, hit me across the head.
What did he pick up?
Sammy Watkins.
Watkins was still out there.
Sammy Watkins.
Oh, that was, hey, showing up. Hey, you see auto drafting?
Saints head coach is off the board. I'm torn right here, but I'm going to go ahead and... I'm torn.
Don't be torn, dog. Go on, get you what you want. Vinatieri, that's a good pick. Solid kicker. He ain't gonna miss. Two up, two down. What you got?
I was torn between him and Nick Folk.
Two up, two down.
I ain't about the same. You broke even. I wouldn't be mad with either one.
I figured Indianapolis would get in scoring position much more than New York will.
New York, yeah. He was New York now. Dang, man. How we let Jamar get Watson to 122?
Hey, man.
Jamar, hey, Jamar's having a spectacular draft. He took up Peterson, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
We done got stuck on defense.
Woo-hoo. Come on, let me get back to the picks now.
You must have popped up on something. You done popped up on something.
Yes, sir.
Rob Novinsky. Novinsky? I don't know.
Rob Ninkovich.
Ninkovich. Well, how did I get Novinsky?
Who picked up Ryan Carey?
Milk, I believe that was. No, it wasn't. Oh, Bone.
Oh, he ain't
say
nothing.
Okay. Yeah, I see how I was going down.
Okay.
I see how I was going down.
That was a great pick, though.
Yeah, it was. This way you see what's really going down. This late.
Come on, give me your money at the city zone. Give me your money. We're born your Raiders and two up. Let me get back on the clock, man.
Yeah, you can get back on there, man. Oh.
I need a safety. Zach Ertz?
Ertz, tight end.
Tight end, that's not a bad pick.
Not a bad pick at all.
Ooh, boy. I'm on the fence right here.
Me, I see tight ends should bring you a lot of points. Because, I mean, they're the outlet a lot of times, and now have the way the league is formed, a lot of times they're the primary target.
It depends on the offensive scheme.
It depends on the quarterback. You know what I mean? It depends a lot on the quarterback.
Now, Tom Brady.
Peyton Manning. Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
You want that tight end.
Yes, you do. That's going to get you points.
Oh, no. I'm doing well. Oh, man. This is what we're doing, huh? Oh, this is terrible for me. Oh, man. Y'all, y'all.
What we got? 23 seconds. The city's on. He's struggling over here, y'all.
Oh, man. You won't even believe what I fell into.
He's struggling over here. You nasty son of a son.
I was going somewhere else, but I didn't have to read.
Elias Campbell.
Then I had to go to read. I was going to take something totally different, too.
Just don't say, I need a safety. I'm letting it be known I need a safety.
Ah, man, ain't worried about no safety.
All y'all who picked before me. Getting down out there. Steven Ridley.
We're going to start seeing a lot of running backs and receivers starting to go down.
Mine are filled up.
You got to go to the bench.
They're filled up. You can only pick four.
Oh, that's right.
Pick three running backs and I can get another receiver, bud.
I mean, your money been making some
solid
picks the whole taking draft, his taking his time. I'm interested to see where he goes with it.
Yeah, I'm interested to see too. Oh, who he took? Steven.
He took the kicker. He took Seattle kicker.
Great. Well, Seattle put up a lot of points. But you may get more field goals.
Yeah. So, which that's what you want.
It's 3 points compared to one.
Rabonia Raiders is on the clock.
No, I feel like, you know, I've been strategic in all my other moves. This move here is simply off of emotion.
Buccaneers head coach.
Hey, I ain't mad at that.
Simply off emotion.
I ain't mad at that at all.
Phil Dawson is off the board. Okay. This is going to seem like a stupid pick to some, but I trust it. Give me Mr. DeMarcus Ware.
I was going to take him. But then I read up on him. Killer already injured, already prone. I knew it.
Yeah, he be that every year, but he show up.
Yeah, right. That's true.
That every year true, he right. Got injured. And he playing with Denver. Come on, man.
Yeah, he got a point. Great point. I hope my boy still around here when it come my time. Everybody went back too. Somebody took a Johnson.
Derek Johnson, that was a great pick.
Yeah, I looked at him earlier. Greg Hardy, almost took Hardy. Hardy got a blue shoulder. Tell you boy, I've been an offensive juggernaut. I ain't ready for this. See. Who in the clock? Third coast on the clock. Very hard. Just went there. Two defensive players, but it was previously followed by, well, it followed the tight end. So it kind of mixed up now. Yeah. Everybody kind of doing their own thing now.
Filling rosters, right?
Yeah, basically. This way it comes down, you really got to go through the board, though. Because now you're position picking more. Not so much position picking, strategically picking who would fit into helping the team you already putting together.
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
You can start right now.
I gotta pick one more to fill and rock the spot, but I'm good.
Ah, boy. Jared Mayo.
Jared Mayo, good pick.
Yeah, that was a good pick. On you, G. What you got for us, T?
No matter, just picks up.
You good, right?
There it is. I just picked up. How about that?
I looked at that. Somebody came right behind you, Wayne. Who behind you? Two up, two down. Hey, that's a two up, two down pick.
Yeah, it was. That's an excellent pick.
That's an excellent pick. I was just lying. Give me the money coming back. Bone, you just took Novak. Who Novak kicking for now? Philly?
San Diego. San Diego always have a solid kicking game.
And they always put up points, too. Put up, Rivers gonna put up some points. He like shootout. He might not have no defense. Yeah, man. It's going down. It's going down, down. Come on, man. Hey, think about giving me the money. He makes some solid picks, but he makes you wait. I'm right behind him. I don't really know if I like this. Because I'd be nervous. He's going to get what I'm going to get. Man. Let's go. Hey, these boys talking on the smack, boy, too. Yeah. I just peeped that.
Yeah, we doing a little chatting.
I see him talking. I had him peeped that. Boy, it's a trick. It's a good pick. It's late. See how that turn out for you. See how that turn out for you, buddy. You know what? I got to get Neil. Oh, yeah. Who do you take? Oh, boy. Oh. Oh. Boy, I got AJ Green. Gave him a big contract.
Oh, he's back on quarterback.
Hey, man, I got to put Cam feet and arm will get you there. But Cam can bust on you, too.
Cam didn't grow up.
You still got him. I know how I'm not. McCown. Did y'all see him?
Don't want to.
Oh, man.
Which one? Ben Roethlisberger.
It was a hard one. It was Robert Burger or
Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that one that you were thinking quarterback.
AJ.
AJ Green.
But Dalton is suspect. But Robert Burger had a terrible year last year. So. But, man, it was a two-time Super Bowl champion.
Got a point.
Solid backup. I mean, if I'm going to start Cam.
Oh, my God. Richard Sherman was still out there?
Yeah, that's who I couldn't think of. That's the cornerback I was looking for, but I could not think of the man's name for nothing. And I knew if I asked y'all, y'all was going to take it. Yes, I knew that.
Who did that?
Probably Jamar. Richard Sherman. Who took Torres? Boom, you did that.
Yeah.
That's why I ain't say nothing. He ain't saying nothing.
You took Sherman?
Yes.
No, I took
Torres, too. So who before Boom? That was excellent. Wow, man, who was on? Two up, two down. Clock. Let me take this one. Just when I seen the other day.
You got 7 seconds, buddy.
Two out on left the board. Who he took?
Andre Ellington.
That's a good pick.
I ain't gonna hold y'all up. Justin Smith. We're going to run with that. San Francisco defense.
That's a good pick. Real good pick.
OJ.
OJ Mosley. Cameron Wake.
Very true. They're going fast. Very
yeah. They pick it now.
Philip Rivers.
Wow. That's why I say you don't know about quarterback. Rivers is a good solid pick. Man. You know what? Let's start with. I got a little tired. Maybe I'll do something while I'm watching. No, I ain't telling y'all what I'm doing. Who to pick on? Who to pick on?
Very close pants on the clock.
Everybody in deep thought. That's why y'all don't hear a lot of talking. You strategize around here. Put this thing together. Captain
Munner.
Cornerback. He's going to shake it up again. Damian Clown. Wow. No wonder you were so anxious to pick.
Yeah, let me get that.
I ain't mad at you either. All right. Let's pick. I can pick this. Rod Simmons. Darryl Simmons. Cornerback. Where you at, Bone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anything on the leads in the doom. And go there. Go there.
Who picked the Keenan Allen?
I don't know. He just went? No, he didn't hurt him.
Give me your money on the clock. Who is Simon? Who we play for?
Seattle.
Simon.
So they ain't gonna go at Shirley too much. But either he gonna
Help me or hurt me.
Think they gonna try Sherman.
Sherman will talk the way they gonna try. Oh, I'm on the clock. Cutler. Okay.
All right, for those of y'all are paying attention, we on the NFL right now. We got San Francisco with the third quarter. It's San Diego.
6-12, 59 yards. Come on, Cap.
Cap having a pretty good game.
10-7 is the score right now, San Francisco.
Trying to get it. I'll be back with y'all in a minute, man. I'm trying to pull off some monster moves.
Okay, get your money. Jay Cutler, Chicago.
Trying to pull off some monster moves. Gotta go get it. I don't know if I'm going to like this pick. I had to take it. Just for a safety cushion at running back. I mean at tight end. Guess I just told you what I'm trying to look for my next one. I think I'm gonna let that go. I don't think it's no more boys that boy's gonna clean out the running back, huh? Can't even think of nothing out there. I like some running backs out there. You know what? I'm going to get this and get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, left with, they probably have the best winning team. On you, Bone. Coastin. That's who the hell I was supposed to be going to get. Who just took Coastin? You or Bone?
No, I'm on the clock.
No, I just picked Heath Miller.
God, who behind Bone? Two up, two down. Two up, two down on an auto draft, too. That must be how he got it.
I'm torn here, but I'm going to go with the...
Man, I was supposed to get that. I don't know how that happened. I had just looked at Coastal. Coastal had a pretty good game yesterday. Man, we down to around this field.
Yeah, so on the conclusion of the draft, if we had to grade ourselves, Dad, you gave yourself a C+.
B plus. You giving me a C plus? That's what
that's all. I give you, cause you know you offense heavy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a B.
I say that.
B? Yeah. I'm gonna have to let y'all talk about this one. I got another drive going on at 6.
So oh, okay. Well, there we go. Let's move to mine, Dad.
What you got, dog?
I got Russell Wilson at quarterback. Marshawn Lynch. Mighty Mouse out of Tampa Bay. Doug Martin. My sleeper, you know, Tate out of Cleveland, running back. You know, Jackson. I'm a Tampa Bay fan, so I think he's going to do well. Adrian Johnson out of Houston. I think I snuck up on him. Then wasn't able to get the ones I really wanted in the tight end position, but I'm satisfied with Bennett out of Chicago and Walker out of Tennessee.
I like Walker. I think that was a good pickup.
Now defense, like we were saying earlier, I think it was Mark 2 up, 2 down went defense early on us, and I wasn't sure how to respond to that. So
right, we had to bounce back.
When he did that, I felt like, okay, I can't play around because I need these two. Atkins out of Cincinnati, defensive tackle. And my boy out of Tampa Bay.
There's a lot of heart picking in that one. A lot of home team heart, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it like that. I was flustered. So I'm going to try to get back in the swing of things, yeah.
See, let me pull you up, see what you got.
My team looks like this. Quarterback, you took Aaron Rodgers. LeSean McCoy. Alfred Morris. Reggie Bush. DeSean Jackson. T.Y. Hilton. Vernon Davis, Eric Ebron, rookie out of North Carolina, now playing with Detroit. Justin Smith, that defensive tackle. DeMarcus Ware, which was a shaky pick, but I went with it. Patrick Willis, Peanut Tillman, Eric Berry, Navarro Bowman. Picked the 49ers defense. My kicker is Adam Vinatieri. I picked the Packers head coach. Overall, I say it's a B plus.
B plus? Bonnie, did you give me a grade?
I gave you a B.
A B. B. So nobody gave itself an A?
No.
I mean, because it's too scattered, man. You can't.
I didn't even grade myself. I give myself a C plus because I'm a rookie. So I don't know where the hell I'm going to go.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
I gave you a B. I agree with a B.
Well, it was fun. That was my first time doing a live draft.
And especially in action. You know what I mean? With the people, actually some of the people that's in the draft there. I've done it before online, live, from a distance, but it wasn't nobody really there. So.
Right.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I know, of course, as the listeners, I don't know if y'all thought we was lost sometimes or we forgot about y'all. We did. Man, I'm just going to be honest with you. We did. We kind of got lost in it, but we hope y'all enjoyed it. We put it out there for kind of, you know, something we want to integrate into the show because, you know, football is relevant. So we probably go that way. You probably hear a lot about the draft on Sunday and just talk about football in general, period. We hope you'll be willing to interact with us because we want to interact with you. And sit down with us, chop it up, go to your refrigerator, get you a cold one, whatever you do, however you do, kick your feet up, relax with us as we talk about the game as we watch it. That's pretty much what it is.
It's football, man. It's football time. Everybody. You pull out your grills and your coolers. Get ready.
People say baseball is America's pastime. I don't know if I agree with that.
Nah. I mean, I guess it depends on the dynamic or the demographic. Just like we get passionate about football, some get passionate about basketball.
Yeah.
Some get passionate about baseball. Some get, but for it to be America's pastime, nah, I don't know.
Football to me seems like it has more of a hold on the overall America, the societal position on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like baseball can come on every day of the week and it don't change nothing I'm doing. No. Football changes people's lives on Sunday. Every household. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't.
Bad way.
Yeah.
Cities literally shut down.
Yeah.
Depending on the, who your team is playing on that Sunday.
Football. Well, that's why to me I say they have a bigger impact.
Right, like you said, baseball can come on every day and you know. Me personally, you know, growing up, I played baseball, but it just didn't have that excitement for me, that consistent excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know somebody's going to hit this shot, or I know somebody's going to get hit, that contact. If baseball started letting them hit each other, maybe I'd like it.
I don't think so. It just ain't a game for me. I mean,
me personally, I put hockey before baseball.
Physical.
Yeah. I watch hockey before I watch baseball.
I used to catch myself watching baseball in the playoffs when it was a real competitive.
That's the only time, though.
But that's it.
Pennant races in the World Series. Other than that, I'm not watching baseball.
I find it hard to even watch basketball in the regular season.
It is. I mean, it's too many games. And I think that's the difference with football. You get one game a week.
Yeah. But now they got it Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night. But you
still
like
still playing one game a week. You know what I mean? Each team get one game.
You're right. It's not a whole bunch of games going on. Yeah. But football, man. I don't know. Even if you didn't know football, some kind of way football had an impact on you because it was on everyone's TV on Sunday. No matter what house you went to, it was on. So you had to come involved in some kind of way, or just the hype of it. Either you liked it or you hated it. And in most aspects, you learn to love it. Because if you think about sports promotions, they be like, I got to watch football. Eventually, as time passes, they're tonight watching it and becoming into it because it's on TV.
Yeah.
And the fact that they got to accept it.
Yeah. Basically. I wouldn't want
to
say.
To be honest, I'm going to be honest with that.
I wouldn't want to say.
It's on TV. It's going to be watched. I don't know what else is going on. I really don't care. This is what I'm watching. So either I'm going to go to my own separate television and watch it, and please don't interrupt me that much, or we're going to watch it together, and I'm going to have to teach you something. I'm going to tell you something. Explain this, explain that.
To y'all credit, y'all will sit down and watch Housewives and all that kind of crazy stuff, too. Yeah. So why can't I get that?
The difference is
I didn't say all that crazy stuff.
Yeah, you did throw it out there. I know. But look, this is the thing, though. They'll watch it with. They will watch that with them. Because maybe we do become interested. And then sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, it's interesting for us, me and Bone. Yeah. Just speaking for us. The other side of that is they want us. I don't really. Oh.
Yeah, you just started it now. Don't stop.
It doesn't bother me if they watch football with me or not. I'm going to watch it. Now, I don't mind you being there. And if you're going to be there, okay. You in it? That's an incentive. But on the other side, I don't be mad if you go in the other room.
The thing about football, man. That's a. It's a time of. How do I say this? You talk to people that you want to talk to once a year when football comes around. All we talk during football season, and that's our interaction.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That's true. And that's cool. That works out for everybody. Yeah.
Cool.
Good point.
Anyway, I'm ready to kick this season off. Now I don't want to talk about football anymore. This preseason stuff that got old. College football finna kick off. Wait, y'all got a game Friday? Saturday night,
I think. Yeah.
Oklahoma State.
Florida State, Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
You think that's going to be a test?
I do. Mm. It's the first game. Don't nobody know what to expect from nobody.
You're right.
Gonna
be Oklahoma State ain't no short either. I don't know if they ranked, but I know they ain't no... They got a decent team.
You had all season to prepare for Florida State.
That's the one thing against Florida State. Everybody knows what Florida State has.
Well, everybody knows. I mean, well, we know what you left out from it.
Right.
Should be interesting, though.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Eyes glued.
Definitely looking forward to it.
Well, y'all got anything else for him on this one?
I mean, I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Of course, like we said, we got real comfortable. And we hope you was comfortable as well. I mean, it's all what it's about. It's a family atmosphere. We just want to draw you in, get your opinions. Next time, I hope somebody call in during the draft, though. Get a little more smack talk verbally besides just us. But honestly, I ain't mad that you didn't because I was really trying to concentrate on my picks. So, thank you.
They've been talking trash. You would have been listening anyway.
Same here.
Enjoying myself.
And two up, two down. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I don't know if you're listening or not. But no, you cannot get Alfred Morris. Sorry. Go ahead.
He known for that. He'll be at you next for somebody, phone. That's what he do. This is what he do all the season. This is two up, two down. What do we call it?
M.O.
This is M.O. He going to come at you for somebody.
Well, enjoying it. Enjoy the draft. First time really getting involved in it. You know, going to be my first full season. So, if y'all are interested in wanting to know, you know, the ins and outs, those of you that haven't done it, and how it being your first time, listen, I'll tell you. If I don't like it, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah,
I don't
like
it. You know, if it's too complicated, I'm going to tell you. It's too complicated. So, I don't know what to expect. If you're interested in finding out from a rookie standpoint, listen to the show. Deuces.
On that note, I'll let y'all on, Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah. We'll be back. Get back at you. With that being said, lock your doors, but open your hearts to the Lord. Heart, but it's fair. One love, JWJ. Boys in unison, T-O-A-B out.
Look more, Jones.